Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is February 26th, 2019. I'm Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 172 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm here with my friend Philip. We're talking about platitudes and how annoying they can be. So we're just going to grab a few of these platitudes. We have a list here. Actually, I found this on scottburkan.com/la la la/la la la. What are the most annoying platitudes? If you Google this, you will find it. So we have a list here. We're going to grab a few and make our comments, maybe classify if they're true, if they're nonsense, or if they're even annoying. Yeah. So, Philip, what do you pick?
Okay, so I think the one that I like the most here about the list is money can't buy happiness. I believe that there is some real truth here. I believe that everything in life is relative. So, if we take one that is very rich, I believe that he has these kind of problems, and we're not able to judge whether this problem is really a problem or not. It depends on his vision. Everything is kind of relative. So I believe that to be very true.
Yes, and actually I can mention a video that I saw some time ago where one person wins the lottery and the other person suffers or goes through a car accident and it becomes tetraplegic. And then it's amazing that they show the curves. So the person who won the lottery in the first moment is very happy, and then suddenly this happiness starts to wear out and normalizes, coming back to the same position, while the other person has the complete opposite curve, going down first and then climbing up, as you can see that you can still do a lot of things even if you have if you are handicapped, if you have this problem. And so I agree with you.
Yeah, we normally see very rich and successful people, you know, having problems with depression, for instance. So It's something you cannot solve with money. So That's why I like this one.
Yeah, what I have here, maybe this could be our second one. Hard work always pays off. That's nonsense.
Yes. I like that one.
Yes. Do you think it's true?
Not totally true, but I like the idea here.
Yeah, no, I think you should try to do your best and work hard, but that doesn't really mean it will always pay off.
Yeah, it's not a certain formula, a scientific formula, but there's an adage I like that it's Chinese, that is the early bird catches the worm. So again, this idea of effort being rewarded. I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree, it's not 100% true. Sometimes It doesn't pay off.
Mm-hmm. And which one? What's your next one?
My next one. Let me see here. I like this one. What doesn't kill me will only make me stronger. I believe that this hard situations when we go through really hardships and we have dire straits we have to deal with. I believe that, of course, in the moment we're living it, it's hard to see a bright spot ahead. But I believe that when we finally do, we become really resilient and we can endure things that we could never imagine before.
Yes, like there's something similar in Brazilian Portuguese that we say, but then it's about food. Yeah, so if you're eating something that might look kind of disgusting, and then you could say, if it doesn't kill me, it will make me fatter.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes. Okay, let me see another one here. Great minds think alike. Yes, again, this one, I wouldn't say it's annoying, but it's nonsense for me, because great minds don't necessarily have to agree all the time. Of course, people say this when they want to build, they're trying to build a tie, a bond with the other person, and then when you spot that the person agrees with you, then you say, great minds think alike.
Kind of a small talk. Yeah, I don't like this one as well. I think that different and opposite opinions, they add to each other. They don't necessarily mean a disruptor. I think that people that think differently, they can find better solutions. You know, consensus that have better payoffs for everyone.
And even if you do agree, I think clever people, they might discuss the same topic from different angles and might make the discussion even richer. Okay, what else do you pick?
I like this one as well. People are our most important assets. I think it doesn't apply to everything. I think I'm thinking here in the business world, and I think that it is true for many companies, and I think that they don't realize that sometimes. You know, the same is not true for all of the companies. I believe that in some companies, people are not the most important assets, but in most of them, I think they are. And sometimes I believe that managers, they don't heed to that fact, and they don't value people that much. They get disappointed, that they get disengaged, and this hurts companies' results in the long term.
Yes, I was watching some videos that I'm planning to use in class. About one of them is by The Economist, if I'm not wrong. It's about middle class jobs that are being threatened right now, and because of all the advances in modern technology and automation as well. So these are the people who are going to that might lose their jobs. I'm just saying this because maybe then in the near future, a lot of companies might take this side of not valuing their employees just trying to maximize profits by buying machines and standardizing processes and stuff like that. So this is, it's probably not the end of the world because we will have to adapt, we'll have to find a way. The same way that when they invented the machines for agriculture, lots of people lost their jobs. And I don't want to sound like catastrophic here, or tragic or whatever. Okay, well, one more from my side here. The best things in life are free. I would say not nowadays. You might have that romantic view like, okay, I'm going to enjoy the sunset. Still, you have to take your car and drive all the way somewhere to see the sunset, because otherwise the landscape will be full of buildings blocking your way. So
you got a point there.
Yes, or if you want to travel somewhere, or but there is somehow some kind of truth in there as well, because sometimes people just think about spending money to feel happy, and then it's like that one of the first ones that you picked. Would you add anything to this, or would you? What about the next one then? I'll take one here. We'll all be laughing about this soon. Yeah, this, when you, people say when they're trying to cheer up someone after something tragic has happened. But I think in this case, it could be somehow annoying. Yeah? It's something that you don't really...
You don't want to hear.
And people want to be polite sometimes, and basically that's it.
I believe you got a point there. Somehow it reminds me of that other one I brought. That what doesn't kill me will only make me stronger. You know, that thing about going through the storm and everything seems like the end of the world. And when you get through and you reach the calm waters, you realize that you are much stronger. But I think that it's something that you have to deal with yourself, you know, at your own pace and rhythm. And I don't think that someone giving you a catchphrase like that is going to really help you. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will get things even worse. So,
okay. Well, I think that's it. We've done 10 minutes here, and
it's been 10 minutes
this
already.
Yes, this is it. Let me just remind you that you can keep making your contributions and suggestions via info@followenglish.com.br. You can also subscribe to this podcast by visiting our web page, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. In this case, you can add your email to the email list. You will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. And you can also subscribe, of course, via iTunes or any podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. So this is it. Thank you for listening. I hope you're all learning something. See you next time.
You guys.